to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
It's the Chiefs and the Texans at noon on Saturday. So that's tomorrow. There is NFL football. That's redundant. But there is NFL tomorrow because the college football regular season is over. And I love these weeks when that happens, when there's a Saturday NFL game. A couple of them tomorrow. We have the pregame show here at 11 o'clock on KMOX. And the kickoff between the Chiefs and Texans is at noon. Again, don't forget, that's tomorrow. We go to the Quiver River Electric guest line, as we always do about this time on Friday, previewing the Chiefs. We have Danan Hughes with us. He is the Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver, and is talking to us on KMOX. Danan, are you ready to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm getting there. My voice has been a little sketchy, but as you can tell, but it's coming back.
You'll be all right.
Hey, if Patrick Mahomes can play on an ankle that looked as bad as it did last week, I can fix my voice. I feel like I'm minor on the IR list.
I believe in you. I believe in you. And I, in support and a show of solidarity with Patrick Mahomes, I too sprained my ankle.
She did it on purpose.
I fell down. But I'm okay.
There's this thing.
And you're back at work.
That is right. I am back at work.
That's the example.
Yes. Yeah. No excuses.
Yeah. Amy's a real trooper.
I'm an inspiration.
She is an inspiration to all of us for many reasons, really.
Just don't hit nobody in the mouth. Leave that up to the guys tomorrow.
I can't believe you said that because I was about to say I'm ready to hit someone in the mouth. But
okay.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll leave it to the professionals. I'll just hobble
around. Hold on. Hold on for the playoffs.
That's right.
All right, so here's a question, because I know that there are people who see the Chiefs end of the year. Patrick Mahomes has the ankle injury, and they wonder, is he just making it up, or is he really hurt? He always has an injury end of the year, and was like, my God, it's a season's over, and then he comes back like Superman and wins.
Yeah, I don't know if people that actually watched the video of the injuries, not just this one, but the previous ones, could then in good conscience say, yeah, he's faking. I mean, he got sandwiched between two guys, twisted, body parts going in different directions, and came up limp. And, like, I'm not going to doubt this one at all. I feel like, I don't know if you guys followed us, the Chiefs, back in the 90s when I played. I referenced this. In 1997, we were 13-3, and we had cartoon characters, superheroes. I don't know, Andre Rison was Spider-Man. He was gripping the goalpost when he scored touchdowns. He was spinning the spider web after catches. We had Mark McMillan, who was a small 5'8" cornerback. They called him Mighty Mouse. He led the NFL in interceptions that year. And I decided to tap back into that, and this year I'm calling Patrick Mahomes Wolverine. I don't know if he'll adapt to it, but I feel like the regeneration of him and how he's able to get back on the field with these injuries and still be able to display the magic makes him some sort of superhero. So I'm going with Wolverine. I don't know if anybody else will be able to attach something different, but it's just superhuman what he's been able to do and how he's been able to do it. It's one thing to not practice all week, sustain the injury on the Sunday. You have a short week playing on Saturday. Maybe you go to cryotherapy and massages and everything else, and you're a game time decision. He was practicing on Wednesday.
I mean,
it's amazing.
And I know it's not necessarily related to playing so many games in 11 days. They're going to play three games in 11 days. Here's what DeAndre Hopkins had to say about that.
Never played this many games in a short amount of time. I think the league should definitely do something about that. You know, if that's giving teams some kind of, mini bye or, somewhere down the line. But I feel like, we coach or they preach, player safety. I don't feel like, this is the best situation for any team to play three games in this amount of days. So I feel like the league should definitely, try to review that after the season.
So again, that's on Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. What are your thoughts on that, Danan?
Yeah, I think it's total hypocrisy by the NFL. They go in ebbs and flows and different directions when it comes up about player safety, whether it's the way they fine players for hits, the way they penalize guys on the field, whether the way they treat money like it's monopoly money, and now you are literally putting players in extremely harm situations when you schedule three games in 11 days. They had actually last year, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, had said that they were not going to play on Christmas Day and they were not going to put players in this position, and they backtracked on that. So although I love the NFL, I love what obviously they allowed and the doors that opened up for me and the experiences, relationships that I had and still have within the NFL, in this certain circumstance, it's the epitome of hypocrisy. And to think about it for the last 5 years, and I think I mentioned this last week, we have played the most football of any team in the NFL. The last half a decade, we have played the most football games of any team in the NFL. So to schedule us as that team to play three games in 11 days is just adding insult to injury. And literally, we are a team that's sustaining injuries. And fortunately, we're not in a position where we need these games to get into the playoffs or anything like that. So I mean, we could have a whole 2-week segment on the comments about on my stance on this. I think it's just terrible for the players and the NFL.
Well, what about this? Roger Goodell just last month, I mean, I think he's done it a couple of times since September, alluded to the possibility of an 18-game schedule. It wouldn't happen. It looks like it would not happen for next season, but maybe after that. Do you like the idea of expanding from 17 to 18?
No, I don't. I think it's disingenuous. They took the stance when everything came out about the CTEs and about concussions. They took such a hard stance on making the game more safe and being about player safety. Outside of the fines that are levied and the penalties that are thrown in games, like, what else are we tangibly seeing that supports that? We got extra football games. We got games bundled together like we are now. I just don't think that it set the right precedent. I think it was all smoke and mirrors. And fortunately, they'll likely be able to backtrack a little bit if they ever admit that this was wrong, because Christmas is on a Thursday next year. So they're just going to go back to Thursday football. So this 1 year, maybe once in a decade, maybe, depending on how leap years and everything unfold, this is the one time where you have football on a Wednesday. The Chiefs have played every day of the week this season except for Tuesday, and we'll be traveling on Christmas Eve on Tuesday to go to Pittsburgh to play. So, like, I get it. It's a business. I know that there's a faction of people and fans that could care less about players. They say they make enough money, grin and bear it, stop whining, all of that other stuff. But in reality, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, players playing this type of game in 11 days makes no sense. And there will be guys, there will be casualties, maybe not to the extent of serious injury, but you're going to see some sloppy hits. You're going to see some, you know, maybe soft tissue injuries. You're going to see different things that are going to mount. And you don't want to have that in December going into playoff football for a lot of these teams.
Well, hopefully everybody stays healthy tomorrow. We know it'll be difficult, and we will be listening into the broadcast 11 o'clock. That gets started. The game is at noon. Chiefs host the Texans. Danan Hughes will be on the call. Thanks again, Danan. We'll talk next week.
All right. Y'all have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.